We're CJMQ and we're talking with country artist Marley Scott today. So welcome, Marley.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, I went to your website, very impressive website you have there, and lots of information too. Now, Marley, you got started in music at a young age when you were a child?
Yeah. I started singing when I was about 7 years old and playing guitar, taking lessons.
Okay, and you actually saw a pink guitar when your mom took you for flute lessons. So tell us about that, Marley.
Well, I was actually at my first singing and guitar teacher's house.
Mm-hmm.
She had started giving lessons out of her home, and I went actually over there to take flute lessons. My mom really wanted me to take flute, and the whole time I wanted to take guitar, but my mom really wanted me to take flute, so she took me over to her house, and she was showing me all these flute things, and all of a sudden I looked over and saw this bright pink guitar leaning up against one of her chairs, and I just looked at it and said, I want to play that. And my teacher said, you know what, I can teach you. So that's kind of how that started, and I've been playing ever since.
Okay, that's great. And your mom was okay with that?
Oh yeah. She was pretty cool.
Good. Now you were born in Richmond Hill, Ontario, and your family moved to Alberta, and now you're based in Nashville.
Yeah. I moved down about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm. So you're doing a lot of networking down there as far as the country scene is concerned?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, there's a lot of great people down there, and a lot of people kind of take me under their wing and introduce me to other people, and they're working with me, and I've got a really great support group down there, so it's quite wonderful.
Great, that's good. Now, you made a band with your sister, I guess, kind of a pop band, and then you decided that country was for you. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, I grew up, as I said, I grew up singing, and you know, my sister and I, we like to sing together and do duets, and then we eventually, you know, had a couple little groups that we formed, and we sang, you know, some Motown and pop and you know, kind of all the other kinds of music. Actually, we did sing a little bit of country, too. And then, you know, when I got my driver's license and started cruising around by myself, I realized how much I really loved country still, and so I started singing that after, you know, the groups never seemed to work out, and people would fight and all that stuff, so I decided, you know, it's probably best to go solo, and I love singing country, so that's kind of how that started.
That's great, good. Now, you recorded your first album in June 2004, and you released the second one in 2008?
Yeah, actually, I just released the second one, actually, just a week ago, May 5th.
Okay, so it's more like 2009.
Yeah.
Okay, now, tell us about the difference between the first one and the second one. I would imagine there's quite a bit of difference.
Yeah, I mean, there's a huge growth between the first record and the second. You know, I've personally grown up a lot. I think people have a huge growth spurt between. I think I recorded that record when I was 17 or 18, and
okay.
I'm 23 now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I've just grown up so much. I've matured so much, and you know, what I'm writing about and how I feel and all of that stuff is just matured, and I think it's much more of a personal record than the last one was.
Okay, now this one is self-titled, right?
Yes.
And contains 10 tracks, 9 of them you co-wrote, so you're into songwriting too.
Yes, I am. Yeah, I songwriting, it's great when you have something on your mind and you want to get it off your chest, and, you know, you can go into a session and just start talking about something, and if a song comes out, I mean, that's just great, and a lot of these songs, that's the case on this record, that, you know, I went in with my co-writers, and we just started talking about something that I was going through, and it ended up as a song.
Okay, so a lot of the songs are about your experiences in life?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, interesting. You're opening for Emerson Drive?
I am, yeah. I've been on the road with them for about 10 days now.
That's pretty exciting.
It's very exciting. We're having a really good time.
Good. Any other plans in the future for this summer as far as playing at different places or traveling? Or
you know, we're looking into stuff now, and hopefully I'll be out on the road this summer playing some shows, and I'd love to get out and see the fans, so hopefully I'll be out this summer doing some stuff.
Okay, great. Now let's talk about your website. That's quite the website. People can get a lot of information about you. They can see a lot of videos, too, from your childhood up, actually.
Yeah, the website, you know, we have a blast doing the website. We I like to be really involved, and I go on there a lot and check emails and with the MySpace as well and Facebook. And you know, we've got lots of videos up on YouTube, and we do a thing called Marley Vision that, you know, it's just me being a fool and being myself and hanging out and doing different things. And we actually just introduced a new thing to it called Fanavision that we've been doing at the shows, and we're getting fans to you know, comment about the show and see what they thought, and then we're editing it all together and putting it up online. So it's a great way to have them, you know, be able to see themselves and you know, let everybody know how we're doing.
Okay, that's great. Could you give the address of your website to our listeners?
Yeah, for sure. It's www.marleyscott.com.
Okay, great. Anything else you'd like to mention before we go, Marley?
You know what? I just, you know, I want to thank you so much for having me on. I mean, it's great talking with you, and hopefully we'll get to meet sometime.
Great. Now, we're playing your single right now, and that's Fight With You, and there's a couple of different versions of it. So there's the club mix and the radio edit. Is that correct, Marley?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, how come there's two different versions? Is this your idea just to make a little bit more fun or diversity?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I love it when songs, you know, when they have kind of two versions and they get remixed and you can kind of experience both of them and compare them. And you know, we thought it'd be fun to do a bit of a club remix for, you know, to let the clubs use. And if radio wants to play it as well, they can. And it's just a bit more up-tempo and a little more fun than the original version. And I think it's just makes things interesting.
Okay, that's great. It's a lot of fun. We intend to put both on. We have the radio edit one on right now, and we're going to put the club mix one on too, so it's a lot of fun. Okay, well, thanks very much, Marley.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All the best.
Talk to you later. Thanks so much. You too.
Bye.
Hey, this is Marley Scott, and here are my two versions of Fight With You off of my new self-titled album. My hope is that you'll pick the one you like and play it. Also coming up here pretty quick, I'm opening for Emerson Drive, and if you're in the area, I would love it if you came down and said hello. But most of all, I want to thank you for listening. Hopefully, I'll see you soon.
If I don't get mad at you, you don't see my point, then you get mad at me for raising my voice. Oh, it only gets worse with every little thing we say. It happens so fast, we can't get out of the way. I put my footprints all over your heart.
Yeah.
My